The Key to the Da Vinci Code, written and read by Stuart Ferris. The Key to the Da Vinci Code's Success. Dan Brown's novel, The Da Vinci Code, has been a phenomenal bestseller, with millions of copies of the book sold in 42 languages. It's a pacey, well-structured thriller with plenty of twists and turns, a classic page-turner that's hard to put down. A snippet of information or a clue appears in every chapter, a kind of cliffhanger that's not immediately explained, but the following chapter doesn't always resolve it. Dan Brown switches between plot and subplot, each story strand containing its own cliffhangers, and each storyline wrapped around the other, so that by the time the reader has found the answer to one tantalizing clue, another one has appeared. The engrossed follower has no option but to continue with the story at breakneck speed. But is that enough to explain the novel's popularity? The answer lies in the concepts dealt with in the Da Vinci Code. The book is a complex blend of symbolism, historical theories, secret societies, and religion, which separately presented would make for some heavy reading. But when the information is filtered through to the reader in the context of a novel, a much wider audience is exposed to the ideas in the book than would otherwise be possible. Dan Brown has created a modern-day Grail Quest, and in doing so has revitalized and to some extent reinvented an ancient literary tradition that extends back to the famous 14th century poem Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, and to earlier written and oral poems. Admittedly, Grail Quests have always been popular, but never this popular. What has Dan Brown done that is so different? How can the hunt for the Grail be so fascinating to people living in the internet age? The answer...